Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
In the last segment, I mentioned this home in Fairfax that has a first floor master suite plus a second master suite. I also want to revisit a home in Fulton, Maryland, 8495 Reservoir Road. This is a residential, potential commercial house on a large lot. 2,400 square foot addition gives you a complete suite for your loved one, and then you've got another single family house attached to that. That altogether, there's over 6,000 square feet in the property. I encourage you to take a look at that 8495 Reservoir Road in Fulton, maybe you know someone who's interested in starting an assisted living facility. This actually would be ideal in a conversion for that from an investment standpoint. We're seeing boomerang buyers come out and buy real estate. And to define boomerang, that is a buyer who's gone through a foreclosure or a short sale and then is coming back around to purchase real estate again. Some who lost their homes in the early part of the crisis are returning as credit scores are improving now, and the housing industry is slowly seeing the return of buyers like Rick LeBlanc. He lost his Michigan home to foreclosure during the financial crisis, but now qualifies for a mortgage again. Mr. LeBlanc, who's a 46-year-old residential construction manager, fell behind on his $1,400 monthly mortgage payment in 2007 after suffering a 20% pay cut. He had to try to sell the property before moving to Florida for a new job, but with no takers, he took on renters. But with $225,000 owed on the Highland, Michigan property, he and his wife eventually lost it to foreclosure in 2008. But in the years since, Mr. LeBlanc says he's been turned down for car loans and credit cards. His credit was ruined. He learned to live without debt and to pay for his family's expenses with cash. Then last year, with the foreclosure behind him, he found himself with a near clean credit slate. The LeBlancs were able to purchase a four-bedroom ranch in St. Augustine Beach, Florida, after borrowing just under $300,000 with a 30-year mortgage carrying a fixed interest rate of 4.4% from Directors Financial Group, which is a mortgage lender and broker. More than 5 million American families lost their homes to foreclosure between 2007, which was the year when the crisis kicked up, through the end of last year. Foreclosures and most negative credit events stay on credit reports for up to 7 years, and for those who lost their homes in the early years of the crisis, credit scores are improving as the black marks drop away, improving their ability to borrow again. This could have widespread implications for the U.S. economy, including a boost in demand for mortgages in the coming years. Fair Isaac Corporation, which developed what we call FICO, the FICO credit score, estimated there were 910,000 consumers whose credit reports showed they had foreclosure proceedings begin on their homes between 2007 and 2008. Of those, some 264,000 had no evidence of the event on their credit reports by last October. That means 264,000 people no longer had the black mark, which would cause their interest rate to be very high if they wanted to proceed in getting another purchase. Their credit slate goes clean after 7 years. Okay? That number will rise by up to 645,000 by the end of this current year. So the dark shadow of the foreclosure crisis is finally beginning to fade, according to Moody's Analytics. The end of the 7-year period can be a game changer for borrowers who can qualify for new loans and lower interest rates, but not all lenders are welcoming them. So after being hit with mortgage-related penalties, many large banks such as Bank of America, JP Morgan, decided to pull back sharply on mortgage lending and put in place their tough credit requirements that excluded all but the safest borrowers. The requirements, such as high credit scores and unblemished credit histories, had the effect of excluding some foreclosed on borrowers. Okay. In other words, some of the big banks are extraordinarily strict, and so you might have this off your record, but you also need to have a high credit score, and it takes time to build that. Anybody who's been in trouble with their credit, maybe has been late, even for a few months on their mortgage, sees this. It's kind of like a snake eating a rat. If you look at your credit score over a 7-year period, you see this dark spot where things got behind that just slowly moves through the system and eventually drops off, right? That's fine. That doesn't mean your credit score goes to 850. There's two things here. There's one is the removing the decay, and the other is building the credit and the credit worthiness. So you need to actually have credit to be able to get credit and get a good score from a bank. I like what I'm saying here because I think this reversal of fortune, this completed foreclosures are declining now, which is a trend that lenders and real estate brokers, we all hope will translate into more home sales. And Moody's Analytics provided us some information showing that in 2010, we had 1 million foreclosures that year, and then we averaged about 700,000 in 2011 and 12, and then roughly 500,000 in 2013. In 14, we had just 381,000. So you can see this nice drop-off in the number of foreclosures. And many folks who become eligible for a mortgage, as I say, still are not going to qualify due to other problems on their credit reports, such as late credit card payments or delinquent auto loans, which can also drag down scores. It's when you get to the end of all the challenges and they all drop off, and certainly anybody who went through challenges, and I, you know what, I was one of them. I went through challenges back in 2007 and 2008 and 2009 because I'm in the business of real estate. I saw the effect on other people, and as you know, as a guy who had multiple properties, I was able to keep everything going. But there were challenges along the way that impacted me, and I think I can actually relate to other people pretty well because of those challenges and having walked through that. That said, when you are faced with difficulties, you learn lessons. One of the lessons that I learned is you never extend yourself too far in order to try to get something that you really want. It's always better to buy out of cash, regardless of the tax implications of being able to not write off interest on your income. Life is simpler when you know you own something, you can just come back to it and it's yours. But not everybody can do that. And I sell houses all the time where I would say maybe 10% of the people come in with cash. So debt managed well is good. And that's where we need to be. And that's, I think, where the banks actually learned some lessons about holding people accountable and making sure that people could really afford to buy what they could buy. That's the bank's responsibility because it's their money, ultimately our money that we're lending to them to then lend to other people. They need to be more careful with, right? But it's our responsibility. It's no right to own a house. It's a responsibility to own a property and to take responsibility to maintain it and make it look nice and treat our neighbors with respect. We all have responsibility. I love the fact there's a reversal of fortune in the market, and I suspect that the areas that have been hit hardest by foreclosure going out into Phoenix and Vegas and other places like that are only going to see their markets rebound even stronger over the next 2 to 3 years as buyers who still live out there and rent can turn around and now purchase a home. Perhaps you know someone who's facing the challenge of not being able to afford their home. Well, reality is unemployment in our area is quite good. However, the jobs that have come in over the last year to 2 years since we've gone through sequestration in our area have not had the same economic impact as jobs that used to be here. The professional services jobs have 156,000 net impact on our economy, meaning the income that the person has plus what they spend on restaurants and dry cleaning and whatever else they might spend here in the local economy. The jobs that have come into the area over the last couple of years have been mostly retail and service sector and have had a net impact of $113,000, which is $43,000 less. We've grown by 20,000 jobs in all of Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. combined, putting us at 15th out of 15 of the top cities in job growth. We're actually growing at a slower pace than even places like Detroit. That said, we have low unemployment, so you've got yes, we've got low unemployment, so we feel like things are moving, but the economic impact of the job growth is not as good, which is why things feel kind of stagnant, where you don't see things hustling and bustling. The cost of money is cheap, and there are people coming into town who've got money, so that's also helping us too. If you know someone who's facing financial challenges, maybe they need to consider selling their property, even through a short sale, I want to encourage them to reach out to us here at the Eric Stewart Group. by going to ericstewartgroup.com or calling us at 1-800-900-9104. We've been blessed to help many homeowners walk through the challenge of a short sale, and it's helped to preserve their credit for the future in a way that a foreclosure never would. Going to pause for a moment here. Up next, the power of persuasiveness in your job.